Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. I feature both a fun mix of guests who I've invited, as well as some hopefully helpful and humorous solo shows centered on things I've learned in my own life. And that is exactly what today's episode is, you guys. I'm going to be talking all about some things you can do in a morning routine if you've just been in a slump lately, like I think a lot of us have been, how to kind of jumpstart your system and get things changing in your life and just to feel better in general. So I am really excited about getting into all of these things with you today. But first, I wanted to make sure to remind you that we have a fabulous little gift guide over on Amazon that you can find by going to MackenzieCoppa.com/Amazon. In fact, you will not only find our gift guides there, but you will find all of our other lists as well. So everything from my favorite nail polishes to things I use or would really like to have to make my life easier as a work from home mom. We've got all kinds of things on these lists, and you're sure to find something for everyone on your Christmas list if you head over there. So be sure to go to MackenzieCoppa.com/Amazon. You can even follow me right on Amazon and you'll be notified every time we add things to these lists, which is super fun. So thank you so much for all of you who support through shopping through Amazon. I really, really appreciate everything that you guys do to help make the show keep running. It really does make a big difference. Okay, but now let's jump into the meat and potatoes of this episode, which is all about what you can do to jumpstart yourself, to kind of hook the batteries back up and be like, okay, I am not going to be in this slump anymore. I'm going to get up and get going with my life, get going with my day. I'm going to live well anyway. And it is hard. It is something that takes a lot of personal internal motivation to just do it. But I've heard from a lot of people lately, and I've certainly felt it myself numerous times over this year and the last, 3 years, if I'm being honest, that they're sick of just trying to survive. 2020 has been this complete roller coaster where a lot of us have been in survival mode, or we've gone into survival mode and come out of it. And sometimes you just need that thing to like help you reset your system and tell your brain and your body, we're doing something different now. We are going to try to move forward in a positive way and be proactive. And so today I have kind of my jumpstart protocol, my little morning routine that I try to do to help that to happen in my life. Now I want to preface this by saying I don't do all of these things every single day. I sure wish I did. I'm sure I'd feel amazing if I did. I do try to do them more than I don't do them though. And there are days where I will do some of these and then miss a couple, but then I will do the ones that I miss the next day. This is not an all or nothing prescription. You do not have to do every single thing on this list to make this happen in your life. These are just some suggestions and things that I have done and I have tried and I have liked. I have felt like really work and help me to feel better. So I wanted to share them with all of you because I've seen them make a difference over the long haul. Even if it's a little bit hit or miss, I really think that they make me feel better physically and mentally. So take what is useful to you, leave the rest behind, and hopefully this will be something that will inspire you to start thinking about recharging yourself a little bit differently or thinking about wellness in a different way. It's something I want to be talking about a lot more on the show, that wellness is really a collective, holistic perspective. It's something that doesn't just happen from one angle. You can't just use essential oils and all of a sudden be amazingly well. You can't just take supplements and feel like $1 million. You can't just do anything. It's a matter of changing how you think about things. It's the way you approach your life. It's how you get ready in the morning. It's what you take. It's how you eat. It's how you move. It's all of the different things together that are going to help you feel better. And there are legitimate things that happen in our lives that no matter kind of what we do, it's not going to be the magic pill that makes everything better. That's not the case. And that's the whole idea behind Live Well Anyway, right? That life isn't going to be perfect. That a lot of times we are going to have down times, but we are going to do these little things that are hopefully going to help us to say, that is not what is going to define me. I'm not going to let those down moments, those difficult things, those really, really terrible things that happen in my life be the defining features of my life. I'm going to be proactive to live well in spite of everything and enjoy my life and have joy and abundance in a whole variety of different ways. So this is kind of one of those ways that I go about doing that? Okay, that was a really long introduction. So let's jump into some of these steps here. But I did want to kind of give you the background into like what even is the deal with trying to do this jumpstart? Okay, this first thing is incredibly techie and you definitely do not have to start with this, but I think it has made a huge difference in the way I wake up in the morning. And that is I use my Echo Dot as my first alarm of the morning. I still use my phone as a backup because it just makes me feel safer, but I use my Echo as my first alarm. I have it go off and it's set to a routine that when that alarm goes off, it's hooked up to my bedroom lamp. And that lamp then gets progressively brighter over the next 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes later, I have my phone alarm go off. It is brighter in my room. I feel like it definitely signals my brain to start waking up more, so I'm not just pulling out of a complete dead sleep trying to wake myself up. It has been such a game changer for me to be able to get up in the morning having this little bit of light filtered into my room, especially during these darker winter months. I live in the north. It stays dark for a really long time. It has made such a difference. It's such a simple thing. Just this simple routine that you can program in your Alexa app. Sorry if that turned on anybody's, but it has really made a difference. And so if you are just trying to be able to pull yourself up in the morning and feel a little bit better and wake up a little bit easier, setting up that simple routine, getting a light bulb, we will feature it in the show notes that you just put in the lamp. It's that simple. You get your Echo Dot, you put the light bulb in your lamp. You get it all hooked up. It's really easy. And then I made sure to get one that had different colors. So I actually go to bed with my lamp pink because it's just a softer light than the white. And then it wakes me up pink in the morning. And it's just this gentle way to get some light around me as I'm waking up. Okay, the next thing I do is I roll out of my bed on the other side. I know that sounds so silly, but by rolling out of the bed on the other side, I have a rebounder there. And if you don't know what a rebounder is, it's basically a mini trampoline, you guys. The one I have is not springs, it's bungee cords. We will feature it in the show notes of this episode. I also featured it in a Five Friday Favorites a couple of weeks ago, but it's just a little trampoline. Now you can do full-on workouts on these trampolines. There's all kinds of YouTube videos you can do, blah, 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 blah. I'm not working out on this thing, if I'm being honest. I got it to wake my body up in the morning and to get my lymphatic system moving. There's a few different things that I am doing now to try to get things moving through my system a little bit more quickly and easily and promote general wellness. And this is the first one that I do in my day. So I jump. I do it. I try to jump at least 100 times on my rebounder. Now, you don't need a trampoline. You could just jump right on the ground. I feel like, you know, I'm not that old, but sometimes I feel really old. And this, I feel like, is going to save my knees and my joints. And I just think it's fun. And sometimes I can have my kids bounce on it like, wow, you're just full of lots of spunk right now. Why don't you go jump on the trampoline? And it's a great way to kind of keep them contained with their craziness. But also, it's a great way for me to be able to wake up in the morning and get myself going. So 100 jumps, no big deal. Go for it. Jump with me. You're going to feel better. It's going to get stuff moving and you're going to feel like, wow, I can take on this day. So then after I do that, I head into my bathroom and I drink as much water as I can stomach without like feeling nauseated. I've been drinking an alkaline smart water that I get from Costco. Sometimes I'll get the one from Trader Joe's, just something that's gonna feel a little bit more balanced for my system and give me those electrolytes that I need first thing in the morning, because I don't tend to be a very good water drinker. I'm working on that, but it's a good way to just right off the get-go, make sure that I am getting water into my system and I'm trying to get moving. Now, the next step that I have been taking, which I have been loving, we've talked about on the podcast a little bit, it is gua sha. You guys, I am sort of obsessed. I want to start collecting different gua sha stones so I can see the different things that they can do for my face and my neck and my body. I love gua sha. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you've missed it on other podcasts where we've talked about it, it's basically these stones that have different shapes to them that are flat, and you run them across your face in different ways. There's a lot of great Instagram accounts and YouTube accounts that you can follow and watch actual tutorials on how they do this. In fact, two of my favorites are at Noy Skincare. This will be in the show notes, so you can find it there. But at Noy Skincare, she is an amazing esthetist that has great, simple tutorials to show you all the different things that you can do with your gua sha stone. Everything from helping lymphatic drainage to relieving stress to helping tighten your skin. It does amazing different things, and it is the number one thing that I feel like I have seen a visible difference in my skin. I can get up in the morning with a puffy, crazy face and pillow lines creased into my cheeks, and I do gua sha, and it feels like it just kind of puts everything back where it's supposed to be. It dramatically decreases my swelling. It helps me to feel like everything is just tightened up and plump in the ways that it's supposed to be plump, and I can't ever go back. I mean, it's just the number one thing that I feel like is making a difference in not only the appearance, but the feel of my skin, especially first thing in the morning. Another amazing account that I love to follow on Instagram is at wildling_beauty. And these guys are cool because they don't only do the face with gua sha, but they also have a body gua sha stone. I have not tried this yet, but I am telling you what, in the new year, this is on my list of things that I want to try because, let's face it, there are some areas of my body that could use a little firming, a little less cellulite, you know, those kinds of things. And I think this, combined with the next step that I'm going to tell you about, could make a huge difference. And I really want to try it. So when I do, I will be sure to let you know. But those are the two accounts that I really love that give really good, clear instructions for all kinds of different things that you could use gua sha for. But it's also just a really great detoxer, and it's not only going to make you look good, but feel good, so I think it's a great way to go. You guys, do you know what one of the hardest parts of the pandemic has been for me? It's been figuring out what to feed my children at lunch every day. When I am in the middle of my workday and I don't have a ton of time to be trying to figure out some healthy thing for them to be eating, it's been a huge frustration all the way around. And that's why I was so excited to find Little Spoon. Little Spoon has a simple mission: to make it easier for parents to keep their kids healthy without sacrifice or breaking the bank. Little Spoon started when the founders realized that most grocery store baby food brands were older than your baby. That's so gross. Thanks to heavy processing and preservatives that keep baby food on the shelf, they believe fresh, nutritious meals shouldn't be so hard to come by or so expensive. Little Spoon's fresh baby food and kids' meals are just like homemade, but without the hours spent in the kitchen, huge mess, and expensive grocery store bill, which is exactly what I was looking for. These days, parents are busier than ever, and Little Spoon gets it. They ship directly to your door with everything ready in just minutes. You can pop all of their meals in the fridge or freezer, whatever is easiest for you. And they have the two different types of foods that you can get. You can get the baby blends, which are fresh, cold processed, and non-GMO project certified. There are no preservatives, additives, any of that junk in them. And they're made up of 100 plus organic ingredients featured in a rotating menu of seasonal recipes designed alongside pediatricians and nutritionists. And they're less than $3 a meal. And then my favorite, for the toddlers and big kids, there are over 15 different plates to choose from at any given time. And every recipe is packed with hidden organic veggies and superfoods to ensure your kid and mine gets a balanced meal no matter what. They have classics like mac and cheese, but they hide some butternut squash and carrots in there. And then they have fun stuff like chicken pot stickers. And they're packed in this really cool little plate that is vacuum sealed so the food stays fresh without using harmful preservatives. And then you can just heat them up in the microwave super quickly. The seal naturally inflates and steams the meal to perfection. They've really thought through this and done a really good job. And the best part, every single plate is under $5. Little Spoon has seriously nailed it, shipped it to my door, under $5, no commitments, tons of options, and my kids love it. So go to littlespoon.com/try/livewell to get started, and be sure to use our code LIVEWELL to get $15 off your first delivery. So again, $15 off that first delivery by going to littlespoon.com/try/livewell and use the code LIVEWELL at checkout. My next step is dry brushing. So basically, you use a pretty firm bristled brush. I love the one from Daily Concepts, their detox massaging brush. It's got these other little like hard plastic massaging nubbies in with it. And you know, it's a firm brush. It is not going to be soft on your skin, but you're not going to scrub yourself with it. This is just to be waking up the cells to do a light detox all over your body and help your skin to start having more blood flow and just kind of waking things up. And the way that you do this is you use short upward strokes towards your heart. So you're not scrubbing back and forth on your legs and your stomach and your booty or wherever you're going to do it. You're going to do just these short little strokes. So you're not damaging your skin. You're just helping to loosen things up. So I start all the way from my toes and I work my way up my legs. I try to do my stomach and my back as much as I can. And then I move to my hands and I go up my arms towards my heart. I even do my neck. And it is just a really revitalizing practice. You're going to feel a little bit more awake and your skin is going to feel a little tingly when you're done. But I love that feeling and I feel like it's such a great way to get things moving first thing in the morning. And then if I'm like really on my game, I'm going to do oil pulling while I'm in the shower. Now, what the heck is oil pulling? You're going to ask me. This is about where you're going, this chick is nuts. But you guys, I'm telling you, this stuff works and it makes a big difference, especially if you've been in that slump. And your brain and your body both need to have a little bit of detoxification. These are some really gentle, easy things that you can be doing to be pulling the toxins out of your body and not just having it all get built up and sit in there. You know, drinking a bunch of water, jumping up and down. These are loosening things up, helping to lubricate all of the cells in your body and get things going. That gua sha is going to get things moving. The dry brushing, it's going to be waking up your body so that you can get the junk out, but in a really gentle way. And oil pulling is that same sort of concept. You basically put a tablespoon or so, some people do two, it depends, I guess, on the size of your mouth, if I'm being honest, of oil, like a coconut oil, in your mouth, and you swish it around for as long as you can. Now, I'm not saying 30 seconds. I'm saying like 20 minutes. Like if you could do 20 minutes, you would feel amazing. But I put it in when I'm in the shower and I try to do it as long as I can while I am in the shower. I typically use coconut oil. There is an ozonated oil pulling solution with peppermint from Pure O3 that I'm really interested in trying, but I haven't yet. When I do, again, I will let you know what I think of it. But that is an option if you want something that is directed at your mouth and has a flavor to it. If just straight up coconut oil seems a little daunting to you, that could be a really good way to start. But I think that this is a great natural way. It's a very Ayurvedic practice. They've been doing it for thousands of years in India, and it's a detoxification. It is pulling all of the junk from between your teeth and in your gums and helping you to get those toxins out. It's a very gentle detox that you can be doing in the morning to not only help the health of your mouth, but your body in general, because it's just one more way of getting those toxins out. The one caveat I want to make sure that I tell you guys about this, though, is do not spit the oil down the drain, because if you do that for a few days in a row, you are going to end up with a really clogged drain, especially if you do the next step that I'm going to tell you about in this little morning routine. But you want to just keep a cup like on the side of your bathtub, spit it in there, and then you can get rid of that in the garbage. But do not spit it down your drain or you're going to cause yourself all kinds of plumbing problems. And either your landlord or your spouse is not going to be happy about that. So just go ahead and don't spit it down the drain. Make sure you have a cup before you get in there and you're swishing around. But I really love this really simple practice for helping me to just do that gentle detox. Okay, this next thing, if you've followed me for a while, you know I do this. You know I'm a big advocate of it. I think it is a really big boost to your immune system and just the way you feel in general. And it is probably the thing that almost everyone I tell to do it says, there ain't no way I'm going to do that. And it is cold plunging. Now, I am not a cold plunger that like has the freezer on their back deck full of water and gets in that for 5 minutes every morning. And if you think I am just joking, there are people, you can find them on Instagram. There's a couple that I follow that are crazy interesting, but I could not actually do what they do. I am not going to get in a chest freezer every morning. That's just, That's just not part of my vibe. But what I can do and what is practical for me and that I feel like is actually attainable is to cold plunge at the end of my shower. And so when I'm all done, I turn that puppy on freezing cold water and I stand there for as long as I possibly can. Now, I do usually move around as I'm doing this, so I'm not just standing there. But it's a really good practice to learn how to control your breathing and make sure that you're really pacing yourself. I move and I make sure it gets all over my arms, under my arms, all down my legs. I mean, I make sure that that cold water gets everywhere for as long as I possibly can. My face, especially in the morning when I'm wanting to reduce that swelling and just kind of give it that tightness that I'm looking for before I put on my makeup. This practice makes such a huge difference. It is also great for anxiety and depression. Now you may be thinking, I think that would increase my anxiety. I know it seems counterintuitive, but it's that ability to be able to withstand difficult circumstances. It is training your brain to be able to handle being in a really extreme environment, which then carries over into other areas of your life that you're dealing with anxiety and depression. It helps you to be able to have tools in a very physical setting that then you are able to carry over into emotional settings as well. There's a ton of research that has been done behind this. One of my favorite guys to follow is Wim Hof. Now, if you have ever watched Goop on Netflix, you guys, I don't recommend every episode of this. There's a lot of crazy stuff on there, but the second episode of The Goop Show, I don't think that's the real name, but whatever The Goop Show is by Gwyneth Paltrow, the second episode, she had on Wim Hof. And he took people out to, I don't know, somewhere that was freezing cold and had snow and taught them all about his breathing methods and taking them out in the snow in like their bathing suits and then having them cold plunge in this lake. It was crazy. But as he goes into all of the reasons behind why he started doing this and the research that he's done, I mean, this guy has been injected with viruses, like the flu virus, into his veins. And then he did all of these practices of the cold plunging and his breathing methods, and he fought it off. He didn't get sick. In a time where we are definitely trying to not get sick, I think really simple things like this, like boosting our immune systems by having cold plunging be a part of our daily lives, is a really simple thing that we can do to make a really big difference. I even have my kids do it, and they think it's goofy and kind of funny and a joke, but they do it, and I feel like it makes a really big difference. So I know you may be knocking it. You may be thinking, she's nuts. There's no way in heck I am going to be doing that, but I just challenge you to try it for a week, you know, just for 5 seconds even. Try to do it and see all the different benefits that you can get by really trying to add this into your routine. I just think it's a really big game changer. I know it sounds crazy, but do your research if you're doubting me and then get in that cold water. You can thank me when you're still well in the middle of flu season, or at least not as sick as everybody else. That's what I'm hoping for. Ladies, do you know what I did last weekend? This is a really exciting one. I planned out my meals for the entire month. Okay, maybe you thought I was going to say something a little bit more exciting than that. But for me, getting my meals planned all the way until 2021 was just about the most fabulous thing. And I did so using Plan to Eat. I have loved and used Plan to Eat legitimately for the past 6 years. And there is no other meal planning website that can rival it. They have thought of everything. I love the features of once I get my recipes in there, the ones that my family already knows and loves, so they're going to fit all the dietary preferences and all that good jazz. All I have to do is drag and drop them onto the calendar. And then I can create a menu. So I don't have to plan again. I can just take an entire week that I've planned before and plug it on there, and it's done the work for me. It's like giving a gift to your future self, because not only does it help you in the moment when you need to know what dinner is, but it helps you when you're planning again. I'm telling you what, you guys, I love their app. You've heard me talk about it before. It's super handy to have all of my shopping right there and the recipes, because a lot of times when I write out a shopping list myself, I'm not going to write what recipe they go with, but then I get to the grocery store and I'm like, why the heck do I need 7.5 meatballs? Well, if I have the recipe with me, if I know what I planned, then I can be like, oh yeah, I better not skip that. I need it for this weird recipe that I'm making. They've thought of it all. They have amazing customer service. I don't know what I would do without Plan to Eat and their app and all the goodies that they have. So it's $39 a year or $4.95 a month, but you can get 60 days free if you go to plantoeat.com/lovely. Again, that's 60 days to completely try it out. They're not even going to take your credit card. You can just really get in there, play around with it, and see what a difference it can make for your life. So go to plantoeat.com/lovely. You have no idea how much easier your meal planning life can be until you use Plan to Eat. Ladies, keeping our families healthy right now is probably more important than ever before, but it takes some intention. You know, of course, there's the healthy eating component and making sure we're moving our bodies. But for my family, I also add in some really high quality supplements to make sure that we're just getting all of the nutrients that we need to stay healthy. And of course, I want a really clean product that is really well manufactured, thought out so that it's bioavailable to our bodies. And one of the companies that I am using for not only myself, but my kids is Mary Ruth's Organics. I found this company about 6 months ago and I absolutely love it. They've got the most high quality supplements and they've got a huge range. One of the things that we just started using is their brand new liposomal vitamin C, and that just means that your body is able to access it better. And a lot of these vitamins that they create are actually in liquid form, so you're not battling having to take a lot of pills or have your kids take a lot of pills. They even have sprays that are super handy, like their D3K2 that I have my kids take every day. Because hello, we live in the Pacific Northwest and we're not getting enough sunshine these days. We also take their multivitamin every morning, which is just really well thought out. It has folate, so it's accessible to everybody's systems, even if they have the MTHFR gene mutation. We take their elderberry syrup and their zinc, which is really important right now to just making sure we're fending off any of those germs that could be caught in our throats and all of that kind of thing. And we're also taking their nighttime multi-mineral, which is just an awesome supplement to help promote relaxation and good deep sleep so that not only I can sleep well, but my kids can too. I truly love this company. I pay cash money for these products because I think they're just so high quality and they're one of the things that is keeping my family healthy right now. So I encourage you to go to mackenziekoppa.com/MaryRuths, see all of the different supplements that they have to offer. If you want to see what we're taking, I recently did a blog post, so you can just click on blog right on mackenziekoppa.com and be able to see all the different supplements that myself and my kids are taking to stay healthy this season. But I really love this company. So mackenziekoppa.com/MaryRuths, and you can get $10 off your first order with the code LIQUID10. So once I've done all that, I've done all these detoxification things and I've done my cold plunge and all that stuff, it's time to get ready. To legitimately get ready in the morning, put on my makeup, do my hair, put on an outfit that makes me feel cute. I mean, let's talk about a shift here from all these intensive wellness things to, I think you should feel cute. But it really does make a big difference if you feel confident and you feel beautiful when you are stepping into your day. If you have put on an outfit that you feel like is flattering on you, even if that takes putting on some shapewear underneath, you do whatever it takes to feel like you are putting your best foot forward. You feel the most confident that you can feel. And something that just makes you feel good about yourself. I think the more that we can make sure that we are pulling ourselves together, especially in this crazy year, it just makes a really big difference for us to be able to tackle the rest of the day and be productive and be prepared for any time that we are able to leave the house. I really am a huge proponent for getting up and getting dressed in the morning. And if you're like, I hate all my clothes and I don't have anything decent to wear and I don't have the money to replace my wardrobe, I get it. I get it. Please hear me. I know what a struggle that is. And as somebody who has slowly been replacing her entire wardrobe over the last few years because I wanted no connections to my old life, and I didn't even know what my style was until, you know, the last couple of years, it has been such a game changer for me to get pieces that I really love and I feel really confident in. And one of the places, you guys, that you can go, I am not a partner with them, I'm not an affiliate with them, but I really have been loving a lot of their clothes lately, and that's H&M. You guys, you can get really cheap stuff. Like, we're talking sweaters for under $20 that are very fashionable. They are very trendy, so you can feel like on point with all those YouTubers, but you're not going to break the bank. And it doesn't really matter if it's the highest quality item because you're not spending a ton of money on it. It's going to be those trendy little pieces that you may only want for a couple of years anyway. You're not going to care if a kid spills something on you because it didn't cost a ton of money, but you're going to feel really cute and you're really going to like what you have on. And they're buttery soft. They're super easy to wash. I just think as moms, you kind of can't go wrong. I mean, I, of course, love higher end brands as well. I love getting a good pair of jeans. I love having some nice things for certain occasions. But on a day-to-day basis, I am digging H&M. And I would really suggest you just head in there, especially when they have sales. If you sign up, you can always get 10% off. When you have their little app on your phone, I think that it's well worth it to just maybe go in there and peruse around, see what you might be able to add to your wardrobe for pretty cheap that's just going to maybe give you that extra pep in your step. And you know I love makeup. You know that I think it is definitely a part of my getting ready process in the morning. And it looks different for everybody. Everybody has different levels of makeup that they want to wear and what they feel comfortable in. But I would just encourage you to think about that as well, especially in this transitional period that I think a lot of us are going through. And we're all in different stages of our life. Maybe you just have little kids. Maybe your kids are getting a little bit older and you can have a little bit more time for yourself. Look at the reality of your life and what kind of makeup routine is going to work well for you and what you want to look like, and then fashion it around that. And there are so many great, easy, quick products right now. I'm a huge fan of the Thrive Cosmetics company. I think that they have really beautiful makeup that goes on really easy, isn't full of a bunch of junk, and has great tutorials for working it into your daily life, even if you aren't used to wearing very much makeup. They're going to make it look very natural and easy. I love their eye brightener sticks that you basically just color on your eyeshadow like a crayon and then use your finger to smooth it out. I think they're super simple. And even for me, someone who has been doing their makeup since, you know, the dawn of time and knows all the different methods for eyeshadow and all that kind of thing, I love these little sticks. They're super easy, super quick in the morning, and I really love the results. They stay put, they look beautiful, they aren't going to crease or do anything crazy during the day. It's just a great way to get a little hint of color on my eyes without going overboard. I really think you can't go wrong with the Thrive brand. I love their powder. Their mascara is awesome. It's a tubing mascara. I use it every single day. Their Infinity Waterproof Eyeliner is the bomb. It's super easy to put on. It's got a little smudger on the end. It's got a sharpener built right in. It's such a great, solid product. They really think through their products and their packaging to make them the most usable for women. And I think they're a really great way to go. Even if you have teens or tweens who are wanting to get into makeup, I think that this line is a fabulous place to start because they have so many tutorials and their products are so easy to use. It's a really great way to get into the makeup world if you have somebody who's wanting to get into it, or maybe you are, or you're just wanting to even simplify your routine or add some fun new products to it. They are not paying me to say this. I just really love their brand and I use their products every single day. So put your best foot forward as you're walking into your day. Get yourself dressed, put on your makeup, do your hair. If you have not had a good haircut in a long time, get yourself a good haircut. That's a great way to do kind of a big thing to get yourself out of a slump. Get yourself into a great hairdresser who really know what they are talking about. shop around, get recommendations from people, and find somebody who's going to be able to look at your face shape and your lifestyle and recommend a haircut to you that is going to be very flattering to you and easy for you to be able to style in the type of lifestyle that you are currently leading, whether that's with littles or you're working or whatever it is. There are good hairstylists out there who will help you to figure that out and then will teach you how to do your hair. I think an amazing hairstylist is worth their weight in gold and is going to help you to feel more confident. And it may just be that thing that is going to totally help you to take on life in a different way, especially heading into 2021. What better gift can you give yourself than just totally freshening up your look? I know that when I came out of all of the stuff from the last few years, even though it was an accident, when I ended up chopping off my hair last spring, it was the biggest game changer for me to feel a release from all of that weight, to feel like I was more trendy, to feel like I was more ready to take on the things in my life. That could be that thing that is really going to make a difference for you. So get yourself a real haircut with a real hairdresser. Get the products that you actually need to do your hair well, and then get up and do your hair every day. You can definitely, you know, use the dry shampoos and all that kind of stuff. I for sure do. But make sure that you feel confident even with your hair every day that you're going into. So at this point in my morning, I've done all that stuff. I've got myself ready. This is when I come downstairs and I am going to be getting my coffee and my protein drinks and my green drink mixed up and all of that stuff. I actually have an entire YouTube video about this, so I'm not going to just totally go off on this today in this episode, because you can go find that video and it talks about all the different things that I like to drink in a day to try to feel my very best. And especially if I'm pulling myself out of a slump, I may be haven't been drinking these things as consistently as I want to be, this video is going to tell you everything that I like to do to be able to get myself back on track again, whether that's hydrating or getting more protein in my system. I really love the greens drink that I have. So head over to that YouTube video that will be linked below. You can also go to youtube.com/MackenzieCoppa to find all of my videos there. But I have a whole 10-minute video on everything I try to drink in a day. But this is also the time of the day where I make sure I get started with my supplements. Now, I take my supplements throughout the day at different times. I have a really handy little vitamin container that we will link in the show notes that has individual little cases for each day of the week that are split into three sections. So we're talking like a pretty major vitamin container, but that helps me to know what I need to take in the morning, what I need to take in the afternoon, what I need to take in the evening. It simplifies things. I just put everything in it once a week, so I'm not, you know, fumbling with bottles every single morning. And I take everything from those pills to my Care of vitamins, which actually those are more supplements that are targeted towards stress and like brain health, because let's face it, my brain just isn't working at top notch these days. And so anything that I can do to help that is really, really beneficial to my life. But we've also started taking really great supplements from Mary Ruth's Organics. I've been taking a liquid multivitamin. I've been doing their sprays that they have, like their B12, their adrenal and focus drops have been making a really big difference for me lately in handling stress and just being able to process everything and stay on my game when I'm trying to work throughout the day and I'm having a lot of distractions. This is my time where I can really just do that kind of final push to get my body ready for the day and make sure I'm getting all the nutrients and everything I need to have the best start possible. I recently did a post on my blog that talks about all of the supplements that both me and my kids are taking right now. So I'm not going to go into all of the details of everything that we're taking, because you can find everything detailed in that post. And I also did a video on Instagram. So it was a live. You can find it under the lives tab on my profile. We will also link it in the show notes. I know you've heard me say that 800 times in this episode. But in that video, I just went through everything that we're taking and the ways that I get the supplements into my kids a little bit easier too, because I think it's really important to keep them healthy right now with all of this stuff going on. And so you can find that post at MackenzieCoppa.com on my blog, and you'll be able to see every single last thing that we are currently taking. And so that's it. I know you're going, that's it? That was like, you know, 40 minutes of you talking about this morning routine. How long does it take to actually do? But it is the thing. If I really am wanting to buckle down and say, I'm not going to feel like junk anymore, I am going to make a difference and I'm going to step forward and I'm going to feel healthy, both mentally and physically, these are the things I do to just kind of mindfully step into my day in a more determined way to feel better. And so hopefully at least a few of these things will resonate with you and you can start working them into a morning routine and help you to feel better also, because I really do think that it can make a difference if we get our morning started out right. And I am not a morning person. It is tough for me to wake up in the morning. I would much rather stay up, you know, till the crack of dawn than get up at the crack of dawn. But these are the things when that is not an option in my life that I can do to just get myself started on the right track for the day. Ladies, I have a really fun gift idea this December for you to either ask for yourself, or to give somebody else, and that is the Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box. My girls and I have been loving this box. We've been having so much fun with it because so much of the time in the past, we get essential oils and don't really know what to do with them, or they just kind of sit on the shelf, or we use them when we're sick, but we're not integrating them into our daily life as much as I would want to. But the Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box has gotten us out of that rut and helped us to actually be using our essential oils in so many fun ways that I would have never thought of, or I would have even never tried to figure out. This recipe box will help you or a friend or loved one gain the confidence and clarity in using essential oils to help make your home toxin-free. Here's how it works. You get 4 pure essential oils and natural ingredients delivered to your doorstep. You use the easy-to-follow recipes to make 6 different products with the oils and ingredients found in the box, and then you enjoy the peace of mind that comes with using natural products that you know the ingredients of because you put them in there yourself. We have had so much fun this month making candles, and I always love all the different scent recipes that they send us. This month, we've been mixing pine with the Love combination oil that they sent me. It is to die for. It instantly made our house feel like Christmas. I love them. And they tell me exactly how many drops I need to put in my diffuser so I don't overdo it or make the house just smell worse than it did to begin with. It is just so lovely to know exactly what I need to do. There's no guesswork. I don't have to figure it out. I don't have to Google anything. They send it to me in a beautiful little box with all of the cards. And Simply Earth's essential oils are 100% pure and come from the best farms all over the world. Their recipes are tried and tested by in-house certified aromatherapists. But with the Simply Earth Essential Oil Recipe Box, you get 4 pure oils, 6 recipes, and extra ingredients for only $39. And when you subscribe, you get a free big bonus box with even more natural goodies. Using essential oils to support your wellness doesn't have to be overwhelming. Have fun making your home toxin-free with Simply Earth's Essential Oil Recipe Box, or send it to a friend or loved one for Christmas this year. Plus, you get a free 80-milliliter diffuser when you subscribe using my URL. So go to simplyearth.com/livewell to get that free diffuser. Again, simplyearth.com/livewell. You're going to love giving this gift or getting it this year. Okay, ladies, now let's transition a little bit for a quick minute. I want to talk about New Year's. I know that sounds crazy because we just finished Thanksgiving and we still have Christmas to get through. But for me, the big holiday that I look forward to the most is New Year. You want to know why? Because I'm a crazy 3 and I am a planner to the core, and that is the most fun thing in my life. And so I am already looking forward to doing all of my goals and figuring out everything for the new year. But guess what? For this coming up year, things have got to look a little bit different when we are thinking about resolutions and planning, because 2020 has knocked us all flat and we still live in so much turmoil over knowing what the future is going to look like. And it can be really hard to create big, hard and fast goals for the future when we don't have any sort of end dates to when this craziness is going to stop. And so I knew that we were going to have to come at our goals in a little bit different way this year. And so because of that, I have created a step-by-step PDF guide to help us work through all the processing of the last year and moving into 2021, and how to look at our goals from a different perspective, how to create goals that are going to work in a totally different scale than we've ever really had to look at them before, and just really map out our year in a very different way, being able to do so even when there's so much around us that we can't control. We're going to be doing a lot of brain dumping to get started, of just assessing where we are in a lot of different areas, because I think that is the basis that we need to work from moving forward, to know what is the raw material we are even working with right now. And then a big next step is even deciding what we can control in this time, because there are so many things outside of our control. Really looking at our lives from an objective place and seeing what is it that we do have control over. What things can we actually impact for change and rely on in a crazy time like this? And then from there, we are going to map out a plan with personalized goals that are going to work on the things that you want to work on, but in a different way than we really normally look at New Year's resolutions. I think we normally look at these big end goal things, and then we kind of work our way back from there. And I'm kind of re-engineering how we do that this year. I think it's going to be a ton of fun. And because I'm so passionate about this, and because I really want to go in depth about it, I have decided to host a couple of free webinars so that you guys can fully get immersed in it with me. So with this free webinar that I will be hosting in 2 weeks, they are going to start on December 14th. I'm going to have one the 14th, 15th, and 16th. You will get my PDF guide, and you will get access to a Trello board that you can keep track of all of your goal setting stuff on all throughout the year. And I am just going to help work you through that step-by-step process of how to get where it is you want to go in the next year on a very personal level. I think it's going to be a ton of fun. I'm super excited about it. We'll have question and answer time in the webinars so that you can get the questions answered that you are looking for. It's going to be a great springboard into your planning for 2021 to help us all hopefully have a much better year than 2020 was. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in, we have the links in the show notes. Oh my goodness, I can't believe how many times I've said that in this episode, but we have the links in the show notes for you to be able to sign up for one of those webinars. They're at all different times of day to hopefully be able to fit everyone's different schedules. And you can show up to those with me, and I will help you get on track for 2021, because it's like my specialty to streamline things and create an efficient plan. And I would love to help you do so. So come join me in that webinar. I think we're going to have a blast. We're going to talk about New Year's, and we all, I think, are looking forward to that fresh start of a brand spanking new year. It's going to be a really good time. Don't wait until the 31st to make your plans and your goals. Let's start doing it now. So join me for those webinars and find the links below. Okay, and to wrap things up today, I'm very excited to be bringing you some of my favorites. Many of you know that I have been doing a feature on my blog pretty consistently now called 5 Friday Favorites, and I feature things that I am just seriously enjoying that week. So sometimes it's a TV show or a book or an audiobook or a skincare product or something involving makeup or fitness or wellness. I put all kinds of different things on there. And so I am going to pick out some of my top favorites from the last month and tell you about them today, because I just think they're that good. And the first one you might think is silly, but it is my favorite gum. You guys, I really have liked this gum for a while now. I could only find it at Target. I don't know why it never dawned on me to look for it online. It is Project 7 gum. It doesn't have any nasty sweeteners. There's no aspartame. There's no sugar. But it is really tasty. It's got xylitol in it. It's missing a whole bunch of other junk too, so it doesn't have artificial colors and flavors and all of that. It's just a really good gum that's going to get the job done. And I even love the packaging. It's in this little zip top pouch that's super handy. But my kids love gum too. And they are always complaining because they want me to buy them gum, and I hate to buy them gum. But then when I got smart and I looked up Project 7 online, I realized that they have a whole bunch of different flavors, including a lot of really kid-friendly stuff like birthday cake and sour watermelon and lemonade and all these kinds of crazy flavors. And I realized that it was going to be the perfect stocking stuffer. You probably heard me talk about it a couple of weeks ago on the gift guide episode, but I just love this gum. And so if you haven't checked out Project 7 gum, you definitely should. Another thing that I am seriously loving right now is the Essie winter line of nail polishes. You guys, I love Essie's nail polishes. They are the longest lasting nail polishes that I have found. That's not to say that there aren't ones that will last longer, but I just really love this brand. Their Expressi line, which is quick drying. They even are 8-free, so they are missing a whole bunch of the nasty chemicals that are typically in nail polishes. They are perfect for my daughters because not only are they missing those chemicals, but they dry quickly, and so my kids are less likely to mess them up. I love using them. I'm putting them in my daughter's stockings as stocking stuffers, but you guys, this winter line that they just came out with, I'm so dang excited about it because it's all frosted. It's all these fun, frosty colors. I actually did my nails this past weekend and I got the blue frosted, which is called Love at Frost Sight. And I actually put it over a white base coat so you can really see it sparkle. They are so much fun. They're perfect for my girls as well. I am looking forward to having frosty nails all winter long, and these are the perfect colors. They did such a good job. You're going to want to check them out. I have a new nail board on Amazon in my Amazon list where you can find all of the different nail polishes that I wear consistently. We've got them all linked there, plus we'll link it in the show notes. My girls and I also recently got a new blue with a purple shimmer to it from the Let It Ripple collection that we are going to be wearing for New Year's. We are on top of it with our winter nail colors. I'm in love. You should check them out if you want to have fun nails this winter. Another thing that I can't believe I haven't mentioned before, I guess maybe I haven't because people sounded surprised when I did it in the Patreon live the other day, but my ride or die pens, the Pentel Energel pens, are the best pens on the planet. I'll fight you for it. They are the best. They write so smoothly. They never skip. They don't bleed. They don't smear. They are just such smooth, amazing, wonderful pens. I choose them every time over every other pen that I have. I cry buckets of sorrow when they run out of ink, but guess what? You can buy refills. You don't even have to buy the whole new pen again. You can just get refills to put right back in them. I love them. They are worth every penny. If you don't have Energel pens, go get yourself some. They are totally worth it. Use them as stocking stuffers. Ask for them for Christmas. They are that good. I love these pens. And then one thing for you guys to watch, which some of you may think that I'm a crazy person, but I have been watching the House of Windsor docuseries on Netflix. I, of course, finished The Crown the first week that it came out and wanted to go deeper because I'm a crazy history person like that. And this House of Windsor docuseries is on point. I am learning so many fun new facts about the Windsor family, how they weren't even called the Windsor family. Duh, they were Saxe-Coburg from Victoria and Albert. Guys, they were German. The whole British family is German, and I didn't even think about it, and it was so fun to find out all of these interesting facts. Man, if I go to a trivia night next summer, if anything ever opens again where people can gather together in any way, I am gonna win because I have so many fun new trivia facts locked in my brain from this docuseries. It may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I'm loving it. Like, I want to make color coordinated notes from watching this documentary because it's just so interesting. So if you have watched The Crown recently and you want to go a little deeper, then I highly recommend the docuseries The House of Windsor. Okay, ladies, I hope that you found this episode interesting and helpful in at least some way, even if it was only, you know, hey, I'll try that chewing gum, but forget that cold shower. I don't know what it's going to be for you, but hopefully it at least gave you some things to think about and ponder and chew on, and maybe gave you some ideas for getting out of a slump if you might be in one like I have been in off and on all year long. These are just some good methods for kind of, you know, revamping your system and then looking forward to 2021. We can live well anyway in 2021. We are going to do it with my New Year's guide to goal setting and planning in a time of uncertainty. I can't wait for you to join me at those webinars and really go deeper and get our lives together for 2021. It's gonna be a good time. And hey, if you happen to be over in iTunes and you want to leave the podcast a rating and review, I would so appreciate it. It really helps to get the word out to other people and just gives us better standing in iTunes, helps iTunes to see that people are interested in this show, which is really important for us getting sponsors and all that sort of thing. So thank you to those of you who have left ratings and reviews. And if you haven't, if you just want to hop over there for a quick minute and leave a rating and review, I would so appreciate it. Thank you so much, ladies, for being loyal listeners. I love you more than my luggage, and I hope that you have a wonderful day today. Until next time, go be bold and gracious.